When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Well, one series ended that you figure was going to end, but not the other one. Morning,
Jay,
guys.
Hey.
What up?
Got to get you some spinach and kale and avocado early in the morning with some egg white.
Yeah, that sounds good, though. I'm hungry. That sounds good. Or you put it in the blender, make a shake out of it.
Yeah, man.
Nothing wrong with that.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not mad about that.
In a blender? I don't know. But, you know, you could hook it up, though.
No, you put it in the blender. Yeah, why not?
That's all right. I don't know. Once you put the egg whites in, you want the protein. Now I'm thinking like of a protein shake, not a green type shake. Now you throw a little peanut butter or a banana in there, some protein powder, and you got something.
They have shakes that have the
same thing,
veggies and stuff in it.
Yeah, so why not eat the breakfast? What are you drinking the breakfast for?
You're still going to the same place.
Eat the
breakfast.
Yeah, well,
absolutely. Right? I mean, at the end of the day.
And quickly.
And you know, quickly, it's, yes. Yeah.
It's so funny. People crack jokes and make jokes about, you know, the green juices and this, that, and the other. And I'm like, but you eat vegetables. So yeah. What's the problem? I mean, like, I guess you just figure people don't eat veggies in the middle of the day walking around. Just, you know.
drink your vegetables.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Well, hey, Max, I know I see your mouth.
I see yours.
You're ready to go.
You think I'm champing at the bit?
Oh, man, I can see it. It's getting ready to drip right into the microphone because you just can't wait.
Key, I had this moment yesterday. I was watching the Celtics-Hawks game, like in the second quarter. You ever had this, like, and I'm like watching the game, and your word up, I fell asleep. Like, just with the remote control on my chest.
Yeah.
With the hands.
Drool
like,
coming down.
Just
yeah.
like one of those, and you wake up, literally, I woke up 10 minutes later being like, where am I? What happened?
No, you was tired, man.
It's
you
just like
tired.
Those old man naps. You know what
no,
I mean?
It's coming out
and it hits you so hard.
You were tired from the night before because of the Laker game.
It hits you around the middle of the second quarter, and then toward the end of the third, you wake up and see the end of the game.
I was like, yo, what happened?
Because I get an opportunity, as Max reminded me during our pre-show meeting, that I get a chance to take a nap. In the after, you know, early
because
morning,
when you're
whatever.
Done with the show, it's 7 a.m. out there, right? Mm.
Yeah, 7 a.m. out here. So I go home and I get, you know, get a little bit in. If the dogs, you know, I had the guy out. It was a whole nother story. The dogs, and then you had the people with the lawnmowers making a noise. So I really didn't get a full dose of sleepage, but it was enough to keep me, you know, wide
keep
awake.
Going so for the day, yeah.
Yeah, keep me going for the day, for sure.
Hard to get back into that REM sleep, though, with naps for me. Like that, I don't know. It's just, just because I'm not sleeping as much anymore, I can't.
Also, if you wake up from it and you didn't just take a power nap 10 or 20 minutes, but you were asleep for an hour or something, right?
No, I'm going to get
the alarm.
See, I need
goes
at least
off.
Two. I need like an hour or two.
But when that alarm like goes off, it's like that pain of waking up in the morning all over again when you're tired. No, like, where am I? I got to get ready.
I get the full dose, though. I'm not, that hour ain't going to do nothing for me. I'm going to get a couple.
You're going to get two.
Oh,
must
for
be
sure.
Nice.
Yeah, two.
I'm gonna get a long nap.
I'm not going to lie to you. There are times when I come to work,
I'm going to turn that AC as low as I can.
Oh, keep it down to 60.
Oh, man.
I ain't going to lie. There are times when I come to work, I'm like, work is like a vacation compared to going to home with my kids. That's work.
Hey.
And I know I love my kids. I'll do anything for them. But let's be honest about it, though.
I'll do anything for them. I'll go to work and make a living for them. In fact, I'm going to go right now.
Be pulling up to the driveway. I'm like, let's just sit in the driveway for another 10, 15 minutes.
Real driveway moment.
What you got to do,
take a
though,
breath
Jay,
before I walk in this house.
What you got to do, though, is you got to go through the garage. And up the back stairs, because I know you
got the back stairs.
I know you. I know you got back stairs.
Straight up to the room.
Go through your garage. Yeah. Go and let your wife will know. Daddy needs to.
I got the alarm on. It chimes every time the door opens. I can't hide it. Boom.
I got a stair story for you, but not yet. Not yet. I'm going to use this story as a threat to get an elevator fixed. I'll explain that another time.
How?
No,
you have to say it now. You can't just.
You got one of the worst buildings in the.
No, it's another new building.
He's in a new building though. That's a
new building.
An elevator went out.
Fancy building in Tribeca. New building. Yeah.
Elevator went out though. When you told me that this morning, I felt.
That's not the worst part. The worst part is they come back to me 4 to 6 weeks. I got to walk up 8 flights. I said, hold on. I came back to them. I said, no. That's not the answer. Go back. Give me another answer. That ain't it.
Imagine walking up.
Knowing you, Max.
School.
Yeah.
Knowing you, you're going to go in there and negotiate the HOA fees.
Oh, 1,000%.
HOA fees. There's not going to be a negotiation because that 4 to 6 stuff is out. It's out. Then come back with a better answer. Go get the part you need. We're not playing games. Because I'm going to put him on blast on this show every day.
Speaking
until it's
of playing
fixed,
games,
starting tomorrow.
What are you, like Ghostbusters when they're walking up the statue? What was it, Empire State Building? They're walking
you,
up all those flights of stairs.
I gave you out, Max.
Yeah. No, no, but I will mention this elevator company, if they don't hurry up, by name every day on this show and blast them. So I'm not playing. That's
I gave you an out. Speaking of games.
So the Suns, speaking of elevator, I don't know. The Suns and Clippers, it's over.
Hold on, Max. I got a different game for you. That I want to.
You want to start with Atlanta and Boston?
I do. First off, I don't know. I mean, respect to Trae Young for getting a shot off last night. But to me, it just felt like the Celtics did not respect their opponent.
Woo!
Like, they had multiple leads in the game. And this I know it doesn't come down to one possession. And I agree with what Jaylen Brown said post-game. There's a lot of things they could have done to close this out. I mean, first off, they got beat in the first quarter in a closeout game at home. Mm-hmm. That should never happen for a team that the way they lost in the finals last year, you would think they would enter the playoffs with a lot more venom, a mm-hmm. lot more anger, mm-hmm. Key. But the last possession of the game, first off, for Joe Mazzulla, why the hell isn't Malcolm Brogdon in the game? Like, why isn't he in the game? One of your best defenders needs to be in the game. Secondly, if you watch the play in slow motion, right, Marcus Smart is not paying attention defensively. They catch a switch, but Marcus Smart just dies on this. He doesn't even get screened.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just like, okay, Jaylen Brown, switch. I'm like, no, Marcus Smart, you're defensive player of the year. You guard Trae Young. You guard him.
Do you think he was a little gun-shy at that
no,
moment because he had
what
just
happened,
gotten called on a
screen,
foul
there was a, screen,
a minute well, before that?
Well, that play was dumb for him, first off, on the pressure in the ball.
Right.
I don't know why he's reaching his hand in the cookie jar.
I'm asking.
Just stay disciplined. You shouldn't reach. I mean, that gave them a one-possession lead, which then led to Trae Young trying to take a charge, Derek White making two free throws. Now we're here at the last possession in the game. But Marcus Smart, just be aware. Pay attention. And by the way, if you're going to switch, you know you're switching all the action. Please want to guard Trae Young. Operative word, want to guard Trae Young. Anyway, you just pass him off to Jaylen Brown because you're not reacting.
Now that you pass him off to Jaylen Brown, though, Jaylen Brown doesn't need to. Jaylen Brown left too much space.
Thank you, Key. Don't backpedal. Push up. There's six seconds.
You left too much space in between.
Yes.
Hell, I could have made that shot.
I mean,
he's not going by you. Okay, you got help if he closes. I mean, if he decides he wants to try to run by you, you got helps for everybody to collapse. I was like, well, maybe he don't believe he can hit that.
And this is like Jimmy Butler. We were talking about Coach Budenholzer doing this for the Milwaukee Bucks the other day, right? Everybody in the world knows Trae Young catches the ball in the backcourt. He's walking. He's looking at the shot clock. There's only like 6 seconds left in the game.
It seems like to me, and you could correct me if I'm wrong, Jay, I don't.
No, Key, just say it. Say it. You know what you're talking about?
It felt like I've seen that play before with Quinn Snyder, with Donovan Mitchell in Utah, but I could be wrong. I mean, I don't, you know.
Everybody in the building, everybody in the world knew Trae Young was going to take the shot. So Jaylen Brown kind of said it. First off, you don't backpedal in that situation. You push up in the backcourt. You force him to use as much time as possible just trying to get the ball over half court. And if anything, Joe Mazzulla, you throw a double. You run somebody at him. Marcus Smart should have been running at him.
Because everybody else was
on the baseline.
Sort of like we saw what Steph Curry and Draymond did to De'Aaron Fox where they kind of ran Curry at him and then at the same time ran Draymond at him and he had to kick.
But if anything, in that situation, Key, they brought a screen up for him for De'Aaron Fox. Harrison Barnes came up and said a screen for De'Aaron Fox. That's what brought Draymond Green That's what brought Steph to this
but
situation.
But it still made
right?
him get rid of the ball.
Yeah, but that's my thing. This was like a 1-4 flat situation. So everybody's on the baseline. Marcus Smart starts to kind of run towards him, but the shot is already in the air. I'm sitting there looking at these guys. What the hell are you doing?
Is any of that because it's a 1-point game, right? It was a 1-point game at that point.
You're looking at the player.
And he's making him take a deep three instead of
my man is casually bringing the ball up the court with 6 seconds to go in the game. Why what else is he like, going to do?
Yeah, right.
Jay, why does it look like the ball is too heavy for him, though? Wait, look at the – no, man. Look at the shot. I'm looking at the shot. I'm like, why is he – look, check this out, Jay. Watch.
Well, see, like he's getting to a sweet – that's.
It's like a push. Like I'm 10 years old and it's hard.
That's how he shoots
goes
it,
in,
man.
Though.
That's how he shoots it.
No, it goes in. It just looks funny.
But first off, anything, I don't want you to see the rim. I don't want you to see the shot clock or the game clock. I'm going to push up on you. I'm going to force you to go one way or the other, and now I'm going to make you react. And by the way, as I'm making you react,
so if
you're going to start seeing Marcus Smart blitzing you too.
If you push up on me, what does that do? Put my head down?
Yeah, exactly, Key. So if I push up on you, if I'm Jaylen Brown, I'm 6'6", 6'7", right? I'm tall, I'm long, I'm athletic. I'm making you turn a little bit because now all of a sudden you feel like you have to protect the ball. Think that takes a second or two off the clock.
Yeah.
And now by the time you look up, you're looking at the clock. You're trying to say, how am I going to get my shot off? I'm bringing Marcus
You don't
Smart
get a
right
smooth attempt in rhythm from your
exactly.
sweet spot.
Yeah. My man just casually, it was like a YMCA game. He was bringing the ball up the court. He's backpedaling. I'm seeing the clock. Oh, this is about to go up. Bah, game over.
All right, so here's the question now, Jay. We'll answer it on the other side. A lot of speculation that Trae Young, this game was going to be his ladder. The next game, whenever the Celtics knock the Hawks out, because still looks like that's going to happen. It's going to be his last in Atlanta. Does this change anything? If the Hawks, by some miracle, come back on the Celtics and actually advance, which I far
fetched. You mean with DeJounte Murray coming back in the game back in Atlanta?
If that happens, are we sure it's over for Trae in Atlanta? Plus, the Suns finished off the Clippers and are set to take on the Nuggets. Has Jay's opinion on that series changed? KJM.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. So, Jay, I asked going into the commercial break just now, that Trae just did this, and if the answer is no here, then let's extend it out and say somehow the Celtics kind of sleepwalk through the next several games and Atlanta somehow, which is highly unlikely, pulls out this series. Does that change anything in your mind in terms of Trae Young staying in Atlanta, or do you think he still gets moved?
So I get torn with this, right, because I watched the Timberwolves play last night, and Yates just said the name to me, and it brought it to my attention. Shout out to you, Yates, on that.
Shout out, Yates!
I don't think there's any way Minnesota – it seems like they're stuck with it between Karl-Anthony Towns and Rudy Gobert, they're going to be owed $77 million next season. And the year after that, $94 million between those two.
That Gobert move is going to go down as one of the worst of all time.
That's a weird move. But Cat to Atlanta might make me consider keeping Trae Young. I get torn with Trae. Trae is special. He's special offensively.
He's got guts.
It comes, though, you hear things. First off, I'm not sure what their management team is doing, right? You got Tony Ressler, the owner, who was there. His son is now in a position helping make decisions. Travis Slink is no longer there, the GM that actually drafted Trae Young. So there's a lot of questions around leadership with Trae. But he is special. He is so gifted offensively, and he's able to do things like this. So I really don't know. I don't have an answer for that because I don't know who's in a position of management.
What would you do?
It depends on what I can get in the market. I'm going to survey the market.
See, that's
for a guy like Trae.
That's the reason.
It's not a lock for me. I'm going to survey it, and then I'm going to weigh that out.
Key, that's the reason. If I'm Atlanta, I don't know if I'm moving him. I need even before he hit the shot last night. Is that his stock is low right now? Like, he's actually – like, if I'm another team and he's available, I'm like, for considered what he – had the way the league is thinking of him right now, grab him. Because he's better than is perceived at the moment, it seems to me.
But who perceives him as his stock is low? Who perceives
him?
Because
there's been a lot of speculation.
Because there's a coach that was fired and his leadership in some people's eyes isn't quite there, but his ability on the floor is second to none and ridiculous when you look at guards his size. Why would you all of a sudden abruptly, because he can't get along or whatever the case may be, with a coach at that particular time or a front office executive at that particular time, look to move on from a guy who, for the most part, consistently has you in the playoffs? Like he's out there, for the most part, Jay, as you know, their best player. Now, if you add something to that best player, now maybe you have a championship caliber team.
Yeah.
2 years ago, remember, they was in the thick of things in the Eastern Conference Final.
Yeah, I mean, take a bow when they beat the Knicks, right? Look, DeJounte Murray and him have been a little underwhelming this year. I think people expected more from them. Landry Fields is now the general manager for the Hawks. They have changed head coaches. Now they have Quinn Snyder. Quinn Snyder recruited me at Duke. Before he left to Missouri, before he had a stint in the NBA, he is one of the best kind of player coaches there is in the league today. Like, I've heard people in Utah say that about him. I know there's a similar feel about the way he approaches the game. He's one of the brightest minds we have in the game. So, I mean, you want to give him some runway with Trae, but I think that is an intriguing question for the offseason. And, by the way, before their playing game against the Miami Heat, it came out, it got leaked from their organization that they were looking to trade him and looking to see what they can get in return. So, like, I'm not just making this up or pulling this out of thin air. This is really going on within the organization that they're trying to confront and deal with in real time.
It's so funny how, like, these guys come out of college or wherever, they get drafted, and at first they're so young, and oh my God, the sky's the limit. Look how good they are at such a young age. And they make playoff runs. And then all of a sudden they turn, like, they're out of their early, early 20s. They start to approach their mid-20s. And all of a sudden, will Luka ever win a championship? Is Trae going to get moved, right? Like, we want to see almost a steady line of progression pointing up. We don't want a little zigzag going up. People like talking about Trae Young. People like he's a lightning rod. Sean in South Carolina, 888-SAY-ESPN. You're on KJM.
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's cracking, man?
Hey, I wanted to mess with Jay Will real quick. Hey, you remember when you hit that half-court shot on live TV? It was that the way he walked up and hit that shot. I was sitting with my wife watching the shot, and I said, oh, that's good. And it went in, and I stopped. I was like, wait a minute. That was just like when Jay Will hit that half. He knew it. He knew it when it left his hands is basically what I'm saying. I don't know if y'all remember that, Jay Will. You went viral for that.
Yeah, it was, a couple half-court shots, but that one was at UVA against Chris Long. He still owed me $100,000, by the way. Chris Long, you owe me my money.
Yeah, that was amazing, man. When you hit that, I can't – and go Duke. Shout out Duke. Jay Will, appreciate, you know, your Duke service, man. You know, you're one of the greatest guards that ever played in Duke, if not the best. But just wanted to just wanted to mess with you guys and mess with Jay Will and tell him that shot was amazing, man. It was just it reminded me just like I think he knew it.
All right, man. Sean, you're going to get the money.
You're good,
man.
Sean.
You're going to get
Sean.
The money. Jay's sending the money. Enough.
Okay.
He's getting the money.
I'll Venmo it to you, Sean. All right? I'll see you.
Dave in North Carolina.
Where did you find that guy at, Jay? What what service did you acquire him from?
Dave in North Carolina.
Good morning. Hey, yeah, that guy's stealing my thunder. I was going to first give a shout-out to Jay. I'm in North Carolina. We take our college basketball seriously.
Stand
Jay
up,
Williams is the best college basketball point guard I've ever seen play, and this is coming from a North Carolina State fan. Mm. But I wanted to touch.
Damn, I heard he was seventh best, but Trae Young. 14th.
I wanted to touch on the Trae Young situation and say there's got to be a divorce, and it'll be best for both parties. Go look at the Kevin Durant situation. Phoenix got their star. And New York got back two young budding superstars, Mikal Bridges and Cam Johnson. The same thing needs to happen in Atlanta. Trae Young could not advance in the playoffs without some other superstar's help. So he's got to go link up with somebody, and Atlanta can get a couple young studs back in return. And that's got to be the breakup.
Well, I mean, Dave, can't they bring somebody in? Why you have to move him?
So, Key, I guess the question is, and the people – look, I would love for Atlanta Hawk fans to call in. The question you have at the end of the day is, do you want Trae Young to be the leader of your organization? Like, is he – do you feel – and you've heard different things around the locker room about how guys feel about him in the locker room.
It's like a Kyler Murray
situation.
Do you
want him to be the leader of your franchise?
What?
You look at DeJounte Murray, and a lot of people would say, well, that's – regardless of, you know, the bumping that he had with the ref that got him suspended, like, that doesn't fit the character of DeJounte Murray to me. But you have some people that say, well, I like the way he plays as one of the foundational pieces. And I'm not sure that Trae – that's a question a lot of fans are asking themselves around Trae Young.
Look, when you usually, Jay, when you hear stuff coming out of a locker room in sports, right, it's usually a player not dealing with his teammates – standoffish, not working hard, not doing those sort of things, right? I haven't necessarily heard that about Trae Young, so I'm going to ask you, have you heard that about Trae Young?
Yes. Yes. I've heard mixed reviews. Actually, I've heard reviews that skew towards a little bit more negative than positive. People know that offensively he is prolific. Like his passing ability, his scoring ability – but there is he's a volume shooter, and he's a smaller guard. So for a smaller guard, like when it goes deep into the playoffs, what pieces are they surrounding by? But also, Key, it's all the other stuff that's been going on. It's the Nate McMillan relationship that's fractured. It's the way he's handled some of the media there. It's management, and that's why I go back to Tony Ressler as an owner and what's happening with Landry Fields becoming the general manager, what happened with Travis Slink. There's a lot of that stuff that's going on surrounding that, and those are the questions that Hawk fans have to ask themselves.
But is that on Trae? But is that him? Is he creating the issues in the front office? Or is it just the front office is somewhat in disarray? Obviously, Nate McMillan and him butted heads, and that – you know, coaches and players, that happens all the time. But when you start talking about the front office and people in and out and the way things are handled in the front office, is he involved in that? Because if he's involved in it, that's a different conversation. But if he's not involved in it, I would hate to put that on him. Now, the locker room issues, if he's having problems in the locker room and not getting along with his teammates, that's something different. If he's showing up late to meetings and not working out and not doing those sort of things – I'm not even talking about the on-court presence. I'm talking about off the court.
Yeah, I guess it's not – I'm not putting that on Trae. I think it's the combination of all of it together in its entirety, right? Even their willingness to pay John Collins that money, there's been a lot of questionable decisions that you're looking at management on. You're saying, like, what direction do you want this franchise to actually go?
Speaking of questionable decisions and directions of franchise is the Paul George Kawhi Leonard – pairing is what they did. They moved heaven and earth to get Paul George. Is that a failure? Can we say that's now a failure for the Clippers? And does KD need to do more than he did in the first round to get past the Nuggets? KJM.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Kawhi and Paul George. Before we get to the Suns, because they're the ones advancing. Look, I watched the impression I came away from this series was, man, if the Clippers were healthy, they'd have won the whole thing this year. But they weren't, Jay, and they haven't been. And injury is part of the whole thing. It's a huge part. It's a huge influence. Look at these playoffs. Huge influence every postseason, it seems, on the outcome of the playoffs. These guys haven't been healthy. Is it time to say that the Paul George trade in particular, and Kawhi made that, you know, his signing with the Clippers dependent upon them getting Paul George, reportedly. Is it a failure, Jay?
I mean, it's not a failure yet. It's starting to feel that way because of injuries. But the reality of the nature is that they both have one more year left on their contracts. So you have another shot at it. And then the year after that becomes an option year for them both to opt in. So, at max, you have 2 years left on that deal. Now,
be amazing if they both stayed healthy in their contract year.
Right? But that's the thing that you always say. Like, you know, if they were healthy and Paul George and Kawhi Leonard are just two narratives that just fit together all the time, right? They both have right knee sprains. But there's no doubt that watching just Russell Westbrook and Norman Powell and the way the Clippers are playing, that even last night, them being down 20 after a 50-point third quarter by the Suns. Let me say it again. A 50-point third quarter by the Suns. They come back with a legit chance to win the game. It's 128-128 if Russ just makes a little easy chippy at the rim, and that's a different game. They had three turnovers in the last minute in
the
game.
Think about what Jay is saying for a second, everybody. Think about what Jay just said. This is the Suns were favored to come out of the West. The Clippers, without either one of by far their best two players, after the Suns dropped 50 in a quarter, had it tied in the fourth late. I mean, that's insane.
Now it comes down to, Key, what Russell Westbrook decides to do. Now, people say, why are you saying what Russ decides to do? Well, with the mid-level exemption, the most I think the Clippers are able to pay him is probably $6 million. So for Russ, you're at that juncture where, is it about the money? Because what you've just seen from this series and the last couple of games of the regular season is that Russ, with the right personnel around him, is still Russ. Russ is cooking, right? So is it about the money for Russ, or is it about staying in L.A. and giving it a chance, taking less money to potentially win a chip with Kawhi and Paul George, understanding their injury history? That's the question.
Yeah, I think that this stage, and I'll answer for him, unofficially answer for him, I think at this stage of his career, it's going to be more about the environment and the opportunity to do what he was able to do with the Clippers. From what I understand, this was his, in terms of his career, the most comfortable environment organization that he's been around, going all the way back to OKC, that he just feels wanted. He feels a certain way. In terms of it being a failure for the Clippers, I would probably say if you're grading it out, it looked like they were going to be the smartest thing in the room, but they got a grade of about a 77 on the test. They've got an opportunity over the next 2 years to retake the test. They could study up max over the next 2 years and see if they could get a higher score. Can they get into the 99%? Can they get into the 98%? Because with them healthy, they certainly are one of the top 3-4 teams in the NBA.
I think they're the top one team, Key.
If you are in a situation where you got a guy half the season and the other guy gets hurt, then you get another guy half the season, then playoff time comes and you get a guy for one or two games, you're not going to win very many games and you're not going to go very far. And I understand what you're saying. It looks like they're probably the best team in the NBA, especially on paper and Coach Ty Lue and things like that. But I think, you know, without them doing it before, they're one of the top four teams.
Yeah, no, I hear you. It's true, too, because they look pretty damn good when they got knocked out of the bubble and then the Lakers beat the team that had just beaten them. But it is astounding how good they are with Ty Lue and the depth that they have. And guys, as Jay, you mentioned, Mann and Powell and all these guys, and now Westbrook, if he sticks, that they can compete with anybody, compete at least, without their two best players. And for those who would question Kawhi, oh, Kawhi's brittle and this and that, you think Kawhi wouldn't want to play in this series? Kawhi was so good in the first two games that it was kind of, it became like accepted knowledge that, well, he's the best player in the series. He's a bad matchup for KD. He's actually, you know, we thought this would be about KD. It's really about Kawhi. You think that dude doesn't want to continue to play?
But see, that's why I went at Stephen A. Smith, and I'm going to go at him again tomorrow when I go on First Take about the worst superstar thing, right? Because I think there are ways you can say things about certain players. Like, Kawhi is not choosing to sit out of games. Now, what I do have an issue with is how he communicates when he's able to go or not. Mm-hmm. And this has been a theme with him for a while. Even though those 24 games he played with the Raptors in the playoffs, he played through injuries. But you even heard Fred VanVleet talk about, you know, they didn't know whether Kawhi was able to go until sometimes day of games. So
how is he supposed to communicate, Jay?
Well, I think there's a deeper conversation around Kawhi, Key, that maybe it's the time to have it. Key, like, you know, like everybody acts that leaders are supposed to be the same. Leaders are supposed to be the LeBron Jameses or the Michael Jordans,
and we
compare
ways.
That, right? Kawhi watched his father get murdered at 16 years old. Think about that, Key. He watched his father get murdered at 16 years old. Game 4 against the Phoenix Suns, his sister just got sentenced to life in prison for murder.
He's been through it. Yeah.
So there's been a lot of – we heard Paul George talk about a lot of the mental challenges that came along with the bubble. If that's within the bubble, think about what Kawhi has been around his entire life. Not everybody overcomes that, Key, with being – like boisterous, right? Like it's almost like Kawhi is held at fault for what he doesn't say because their communication challenges, but also teams allow him to do certain things. The Clippers allowed him to live in San Diego and fly back and forth. The Clippers allowed him to kind of determine on day of games whether he was able to go or not because of the delicacy that happened with the Spurs. And I told a story the other day on Ennis Cantor's podcast about he brought on one of the trainers from the Spurs that got fired because of the lack of communication between the front office and Kawhi Leonard and how that got panned out. Now, so there's all these challenges, but it's the Clippers also understood what that was when they brought him to the table. It's not like there wasn't a history of lack of communication with front office and teams and Kawhi. They knew what that was, but they gambled on that. They took that bet, so I think you're not finding out something that you didn't know beforehand about Kawhi. That's who Kawhi is. Paul George rocks with it. You're hearing Russ rock with it. So I know fans may not like it. You may not love it because you don't know what to expect. But the Clippers chose to do this, knowing full-heartedly what they were getting themselves into, too.
And meantime, they are not advancing once again, in spite of the fact that they look on paper like the best team in the game.
Well, they're not advancing due to injuries, man.
Yeah, due to injuries.
Paul George got hurt again.
100%. It seems that way to me.
And, really?
And KD is advancing, and the Suns were favored coming in. And Devin Booker, though, is the guy who seems to be leading the offense. Is that a problem as these playoffs wear on? Plus, the Aaron Fox plans on playing with a fractured finger.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. So De'Aaron Fox, guys, plans on playing with a fractured index finger. Before we even move on, Jay, I can only imagine what you might say about this. Is there any way I can't figure it out to exploit a player with a hand issue? What would you do?
Draymond Green on the court, right?
This is Jay's favorite subject in the world.
Draymond Green will be
exactly
on the court.
What to do, Jay?
Yeah,
well, you're gonna rake down on it.
Key, had Gilbert Arenas on the show, right?
Yeah,
this was last week, and Gilbert was like, "Well, not every player does that, but certain players might think about that." So, if he said certain players, who do you think certain players applies to?
Jay Will.
Who's you know who are they playing? You know who are they playing on Wednesday? They're playing tonight. They're playing Draymond Green.
Draymond Green.
You don't think off a ball screen, Draymond's going to give it a slap?
Draymond Green is going to test it for sure. Can I just see how would you? How would one? Oh, I see. Okay, you took something off that one.
I know.
Usually it's a crisper little smacking sound.
Let me see.
There you go. There you go. Jay rakes down on that hand.
Hand is ball, man. Hand is the ball. Same thing.
And ball is life. So is hand life? By syllogism. All right.
You live in a different life. You said hand is life.
8 say ESPN. 8776. 5 years old.
Times get tough, man.
De'Aaron Fox, is he going to be, like, I was surprised at how effective Ja was, although they lost. But Ja, you know, dropped 45. And is it possible De'Aaron Fox could do the same thing?
I'm going to say it, Keith. This is what I love about D-Fox. I'm really turned. I've always been a De'Aaron Fox fan. I did a sit down with him before the draft. And the way he was talking about the process was it didn't matter what team he was going to be on. He knew who he was and he knew what time it was. Even the way they lost in the NCAA tournament, you know, Kentucky's known for being a one and done program. Like, him and Bam Adebayo were literally crying in the locker room. Like, that's how much it hurt him to lose. And a guy who has a fracture in his finger, there was no question to him when you hear him talk about whether he was going to play or not. He knows what time it is. Right? Like, he's going to play. So, like, look, this
Does
is...
Does stuff like that make guys like Kawhi look bad? In other words, some guys will play through injury.
One's a sprained knee, the other's... You know, a fractured finger.
No, I agree.
Different
I don't think
injuries.
Well, let's put it this way. I don't think it really means anything about Kawhi, but it
hand,
does make
I would
it look
think
bad.
So, Jay. Jay say, yeah, it was the spray D was a hair. Of course they're different injuries. No, well,
it doesn't make me look
Max,
different.
Max, it doesn't make Kawhi.
I'll tell you
bad.
Why it does, Key, and I agree with your assessment. Like, wait, these are two separate things and it's not the same thing. We shouldn't judge Kawhi.
But
inevitably
one's younger, a lot younger.
But inevitably the impression is some guys play through it like De'Aaron Fox and some guys don't.
No, if Kawhi had an index finger with a fracture in it, he'd play.
Well, why do you think
he has a knee, he can't play.
Why do you think Kawhi gets criticized then for missing time? He does get criticized.
But there's criticism by certain individuals on certain players. It's not criticism all the way around. But you go ahead, Jay.
No, I was going to say, I think it would be different if there was a different level of communication from Kawhi about those injuries. I think people would feel very differently about it. I don't think people are mad that he's injured. He can't control that. But I think it's how he communicates
well, people
to his
hear
franchise
him
what
talk
the injury
about
is.
people also want to hear him talk about it.
And he don't talk at all.
Yeah, he don't talk. He had zero.
I apologize for derailing the De'Aaron Fox stuff. It just occurred to me. Is this Warrior series over now, though, because of this injury?
No, I think it's live. I think it's. I mean, if De'Aaron Fox weren't playing, I would think it was over. Mm-hmm. But now the fact that he's still on the court, I think it's still the best series that we have in the game right now.
The fact that he is playing, to me, shows that the injury is not as serious as people may think. When you say fracture or broken or this, that, people automatically assume the worst, right? If a guy can get out there and you put that splint in and that thing's kind of bent a little bit and he's still able to shoot the ball, JC, because I can't shoot. Okay, I can build a house with bricks, but I can't shoot. I don't know, is he pushing the ball? When you shoot a jumper, mm-hmm. as a professional basketball player, not as a fake basketball player who played football, but are you using your fingers for rotation?
All fingers.
Are you pushing?
All fingers.
Are you pushing in the palm? Like, how do you shoot it?
All fingers key, and the last finger to touch my shot, because I'm right-handed, is my right index finger.
Okay.
So for De'Aaron Fox, he keeps the ball a little bit more in his palms, in his left palm when he shoots, but still the last thing to touch the ball is his left index finger, and that's the finger that is fractured.
So if they put that splint in there, and they got the splints with the little spongy situation and kind of like an aluminum underneath, and they bend it a little bit, and so your finger's kind of, I don't know, it's like bent.
Hooks
and
you little,
got all
yeah.
the little.
They don't. We don't really wear that in basketball because the ball's in our hands so much that like a hard splint would be more for a finger broken. We wear more like finger sleeves to keep it compressed and to keep the swelling down. Yeah, but that doesn't really keep
the little black thing.
Yeah,
that Kobe used to
over
wear.
The finger. Yeah, but that doesn't really keep. It doesn't keep the finger stable, right? You need your fingers to be able to bend. To shoot the rock and to dribble the rock like that.
Yes or no, Jay? This is
Jay?
To the following question as we wrap this topic here before we get to some football.
You broke that?
Ooh. You said
no, right here.
All football players have jacked up fingers. You said.
No, I'm off boy, please. I got this one messed up. That's it.
You said that when Draymond got the suspension, it was actually a must-win for Sacramento,
mm-hmm.
right? And you turned out to be right. Is this a must-win for Golden State for the same reason? Game 5.
No, because if they lose, they have one of the best home records in the league.
So they can
defend home court. And then Game 7, who are you going to give that edge to, experience-wise?
If you need a quarterback, would you call the Jets about Zach Wilson? KJM.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.